What's up, y'all? It's DJ Presto here. You're tuned into Laced Up. Here we talk about all the ins and outs about urban streetwear, urban street fashion, whatever you want to call it. You know, here on radio.dominican.edu. Now, I just want to say thank you again for tuning in. You know, whether you're supporting me or you just stumbled on this page by accident or whatever, thank you again. I appreciate that. On today's show, we'll be discussing my take on shoes, you know, sneakers, the whole shoe game. You know, shoes have always been a big part of the way I express myself. You know, growing up, I always had a love for shoes. I firmly believe, you know, getting fresh starts with your feet. You know what I mean? People always look down, always looking at your shoes. Like, you know, if your shoe game proper and all that. So yeah, let's get into it. You know, growing up, I always had a love for shoes because my dad, I got this love from my dad, you know. He was a huge sneakerhead. He had a huge collection. You know, every shoe he had, you know, I always wanted to cop those. You know what I mean? It was so funny. You know, I always wanted to wait till I was like, I can't wait till I grow up so I can be like nine and a half just so we can pass down or hand me down all the shoes, you know what I mean? And it's funny because I'm still not a 9.5. I'm an 8 right now. So yeah. And I never really was into basketball or any sports for that matter. But, you know, the whole history and culture behind Jordans and even just the design of them, like, I fell in love with. Like, it was cool. Like, it was just so cool to me. I remember my first pair of Jordans was a Bred 4s. I think that was my first pair. I'm a guess. It was Bred 4s, 1999, the 999 release. You know, with the Nike on the bottom, on the back. And you know, I couldn't really grasp the whole impact of you know, Jordans back then. You know, I was only 3. I don't think I get any 3-year-old could grasp anything like that. But that was my first pair. But I really got into shoes when the Countdown pack came out in 2008, and my dad caught me the Bred 4s again for my birthday. I think I turned like 11 or 12 that year. So yeah, it was the Bred 4s. It was the Bred 4s and the Bred 19s, that pack. And I guess that's really where I started my whole collection, like getting into the whole shoe game. You know, every time I wore my shoes, like my dad, I remember my dad and my sister always emphasized, like, always think about your shoes before you get into anything. And you know, to this day, I still think about that, like, on a daily basis. I look at what shoes I want to wear. Like, am I going to be getting into something active today? Am I just going to sit in class all day? And I'm trying to be comfortable. Like, I always keep that in mind whenever I think about what pair of shoes I want to put on that day. And because it was just instilled in me, because, you know, my dad and my sister always emphasized that. You know, so, like, at such a young age, like, having to, like, put my shoes first in all situations, like, of course I'm going to get into it, the whole culture of it. So, yeah. In 2008, you know, the Countdown pack, that's where I started off my whole collection. From there, I just wanted a spree of, like, trying to cop all these shoes. You know, every time something dropped, it wasn't even just Jordan, it was just, like, shoes I really liked. You know, always bugging my parents, like, yo, can I get that one? Can I get this one? Oh, this just dropped. Mom, can I get this one? It was just stuff like that. And, you know, that's really where it all started. I started, you know, building up a rep for myself in middle school, always having, like, the latest shoes. It was funny. But, you know, junior high was when I noticed the shoe game getting super serious. Not just for me or not for people that have been doing it for super long, but, you know, for almost anybody. You know, I think 2009, when the Space Jam released, like, the whole shoe game, like, the whole script of it just flipped, you know what I mean? That's when the shoe game took a huge turn into the mainstream. And I vividly remember this. 2011, when the Concord 11s dropped. You know, every December, Jordan Brand puts out a different colorway of 11s, because I guess 11s are their nicest shoe, or their most popular shoe, which it is. It's a really nice shoe. And every December, they always drop for more than, you know, expected retail. So right now, I would say it's like 220. Back in 2011, it was like 180. So yeah, 2011, you know, the Concord 11s came out, and everyone was wilding out to get these shoes. Like, everyone was bent over backwards for these sneakers, me included. I remember 2011, that December, I think it was December 23rd or 22nd, something like that, I camped out on the coldest night of the winter farm for 6 to 7 hours overnight outside this mall. It was, I mean, looking back, I would never go for that, like, jump through that much of hoops for just these shoes. But back then, it was that real. It was that worth it to me. You know, I was layered up, you know, 3 pairs of sweats on, 3 hoodies on, no gloves. I got, like, I was just camped out in the fetal position, just waiting to get these shoes. And, you know, I just find it funny that I even, or lucky that I even got a pair. You know, most people camped out that night, or camped out that night all over the country and didn't even get a pair, which is, that was just crazy. That was just a waste of time, you know what I mean? But, you know, I didn't really grasp the impact of that whole scenario until I got home that morning. You know, I got home and, you know, I turned on the news, and, like, fights were breaking out, you know, people were getting mugged and even shot up for these shoes. And it was crazy, like, you know, what would that mean in that situation, you know what I mean? I looked at my pair like, dang, like, someone's life was at the was taken, or even injured, just taken at the cost of these shoes. It was crazy. I couldn't really fathom, like, the reality of that. And, like, you know, just think about that. You know, what if that was me? What if I completely switched up, like, roles, and I was mugged, injured, or even, you know, killed for these shoes? Like, that, as heavy as that sounds, like, that's a reality back then. It was crazy. And I guess that just made me appreciate sneakers, or look at it in a completely different way. You know what I mean? It was just crazy. You know, right there, like I said, it was a turning point in the shoe game, at least in my perspective. That's when the shoe game got super duper serious. You know, more and more sneakers came out, and, you know, I was there at almost every release, pocket full of my parents' money or my birthday money, and I was just, you know, racking up these sneakers like it was nothing. Like I didn't care. Like, I was just trying to be relevant, try to, like, have these shoes just to, like, make a statement, express myself, you know, because Jordans, I was, like, such a huge fan of. And, you know, it didn't go unnoticed either. I started becoming known for, like, my shoe game around school. It was funny. People always looked at my feet and be like, damn, you got those on today, you got these on today. It was funny. And I vividly remember when high school hit. I mean, like, Instagram was just coming up, people were just getting into iPhones and stuff, and started getting to, like, just posting about their lives, selfies, or whatever they wanted to show to their followers. Like, Instagram was just coming new, it was becoming a trend. And I hopped on the trend of taking real artsy photos of my shoes and posting, you know, taking, like, you know, bent over backwards for, like, the right angle or the right backdrop, background of the shoes that I got on. You know, it was a hype, and I was following along with it. You know, you can check them out right now. My Instagram is Kevin Trozario if you want to see them. And, you know, I haven't really done it in a while. I think my latest one's probably like 2.5 years ago, something like that. But yeah, you know, I just started becoming known for not just my shoes, but the pictures as well. And, like, I did some, you know, stupid stuff trying to get that perfect shot, whatever it took. You know, I probably, like, completely dumb to whoever was looking around. I always did in public. I don't know, but it was a phase, and I went along with it. If you're just tuning in, it's DJ Presto here, tuned into Laced Up. Here we talk about all the ins and outs of urban streetwear, urban street fashion, whatever you want to call it. You're tuned into radio.dominican.edu. I just want to say thank you again for tuning in. I really appreciate that. You know, taking time out of your day to listen to me talk about something I'm passionate about. Hopefully pass down some of this passion on to you guys. And right now, I'm sort of talking about Jordans. You know, the hype of it, the whole shoe game of it, the influence it's had on my life. And, you know, as high school went on, I witnessed firsthand, like, the shoe game becoming more and more watered down. Like, it was, I saw it right before my eyes. It just wasn't about the appreciation of it no more, the culture of it, or just expression anymore. It was more like trying to outdo the rest, trying to get the latest pair before everybody can, or wear it before anybody can, and whatnot. Or became more about the resellers, you know, binge buying shoes just to resell them for like 50, 70 bucks more, or that, you know, or plus more than that. You know, it was more like, that became like the hype of it, you know, reselling. Like, it was like an occupation. Like, people would just buy extensive amounts of these shoes at every release, and it just wasn't fair. You know, people like me, that love the shoes, that love wearing the shoes to express myself or to, you know, appreciate the history behind it. And I didn't even get a chance to buy them anymore. It wasn't even about that no more. And I guess that's where I really grew out of the hype of buying Jordans. I think it was around my late sophomore year of high school, going to junior year, something like that. And I noticed a lot of people with the same mindset. You know, they grew out of buying Jordans at the same time as me because they noticed, like, it wasn't even about buying them no more. It wasn't even about wearing them no more. It was about selling, like, reselling them, outdoing others and all that. It wasn't pure, you know. I don't know, whatever you want to call it. And plus, honestly, I'm pretty content with my collection right now, I'm not gonna lie. And plus, you know, some of the new colorways Jordan Brand be coming out with lately are just super weak, you know, just whack. I personally wouldn't wear it. I don't know if, you know, you real sneakerheads would either, but that's just me. Not really into all that. I'm going to take a short musical break here. You're tuned into Laced Up. Here we talk about all the ins and outs of urban streetwear. You're tuned into radio.dominican.edu. Yeah. Oh, and today I'll be playing, you know, shoe-related songs on my breaks. So, yeah, enjoy.
What I'm spitting, they should give me a degree. Good liquor, what I'm sipping isn't cheap. finna blow, don't snooze, don't sleep. All I really need is some shoes on my feet.
And the Nikes on my feet keep my cypher complete. Bike. And the Nikes on my feet keep my cypher complete.
I make them so mad, they got no swag. Pippins on my feet, they the throwbacks. Look, my money good, but these hoes bad. So they stay attached to my gonads. Waking up to a few sweat. Open up my closet to that new shoe smell. I guess I'm doing well. All the motor that is what I used to sell. But once my album goes in the shelves, it's going next, tell how it's finna sell. For now, we're selling tapes out my shoebox. Any spot just set up my shop. You're mad that your girl always says that I'm hot. She buy my t-shirts, but she's spending your guap. Say what up if you see me around. Nike and separate my feet from the ground. It's just
the Nikes on my feet, keep my cypher complete.
Welcome back, y'all. It's DJ Presto here. You're tuned into Laced Up. Here we talk about all the ins and outs about urban streetwear, urban street fashion, whatever you want to call it. Tune into radio.dominican.edu. Thank you again so much for tuning in. I appreciate that. You know, last segment we talked a little bit about Jordans, you know, the whole Jordan brand game and how all about the hype of it and its influence on my life and my fashion and its impact on, you know, other people, you know, the whole streetwear culture. So this segment, we'll be talking a little bit about Adidas. You know, as a brand or how I view it, how I'd be wearing it and all that. You know, just recently I kind of just got into Adidas myself. I want to say like 2-3 years ago is when I really got into the look of it and the whole like history of it. And plus I was just really into the classic shoes, like, you know, like Superstars or Stan Smiths. I actually got on a pair of Stan Smiths right now. I got these all red joints on from the Suede Pack, released late last year. You know, and like I said, I was always a fan of their super retro classic look. It was so clean cut and simple, you know, to the point. You know, I was just always a big fan of that. Well, not always, like I said, I just got into it recently. Plus, you know, whenever I went to the Adidas store, like everything there like looked so, you know, it was super cool looking, super retro and all that. I was a huge fan of that. So yeah, as I grew out of this whole Jordan phase, I started, you know, concerning myself with sleeker looking shoes, or like slimmer, you know, not as bulky, for lack of a better word, you know, simpler looking, like clean shoes that I can wear on a day-to-day basis instead of, you know, trying to stunt on everyone with a different pair every single day, you know what I mean? Because I used to be doing that, and I know people that still be doing that. And you know, with Jordans, a lot of their shoes are perfect, or like pretty bulky, you know, they're pretty huge. And you know, I'm a pretty skinny guy, can't really see me right now, but you know, I'm pretty skinny, and most of their shoes just look like clown shoes on me. You know, it was funny. I didn't really realize that. You know, it looked like I bought two sizes up from what I usually wear, which that wasn't the case. You know, I didn't realize how dumb I looked until recently. You know, I can say right now, I'm a lot more confident in my style, I guess, and how I express myself through fashion and what I try to go for. And most of the time, Adidas fits that style that I'm trying to go for. is just super retro, clean looking, super simple. And I recently watched this documentary. It was on the history of streetwear from its birth until now. And I highly recommend that documentary. You know, if you're into fashion, that is, or hip hop for that matter. It was called Fresh Dressed. It was on Netflix. You know, a bunch of, you know, big names are in there, like Kanye West, ASAP Rocky, Nas, and a lot of like fashion heads, you know, like Carl Kanai or like Mark Echo or Diddy. You know what I mean? Like a lot of heavy hitters in the fashion game and music industry, talking about, you know, how streetwear, you know, came up in New York and how it just prospered throughout the rest of the world. I highly recommend it. And this documentary, you know, opened up with this guy interviewing this fellow streetwear enthusiast, asking him, oh, what do you got on today? How you be wearing this and that? And I remember what he was wearing. It was such a iconic look. He had on, you know, gazelle glasses with no lenses in them. He got a Kangol bucket hat, a fat twisted rope chain, and, you know, tucked in his shirt with his track pants. And to top it all off, he had Superstars on, plain black and white Superstars with the three stripes and the fat laces on them. And just looking back at that look, it was so iconic, especially in the 80s. Like, that is such a classic looking retro look that I still see some people, you know, gutsy enough today to pull that off. And it's still a good look. Like, you know, I see a pair of, I still see like those shoes like every day. You know, I see a pair of plain white and black Superstars at least 5 times a day here on campus, if that. You know, it's like they just had such a heavy influence on, you know, fashion itself and pop culture, not just streetwear culture. But, you know, a big reason of, you know, Adidas being as big as it is, probably because Adidas' recent deal with Kanye, and, you know, his shoes and his whole clothing line coming out. You know, but other than the popularity that Kanye brought to Adidas, I mean, Adidas has introduced the world to a lot of timeless shoes. And it's like, you just see it, like, to this day. Like, from decades ago, people still wearing those shoes. Like, they're still in right now. So, just to help you guys grasp a little bit more about the impact that Adidas has placed on pop culture and streetwear culture, I have this interview with Stan Smith himself, along with other celebrities. So yeah, I'm gonna play that real quick for y'all.
As I think about the fact that that a lot of people now think I'm a shoe. They didn't know I was a tennis player, and they don't even know that I exist necessarily, but they'd like the shoe.
We were Stan Smith since we're like very young.
Remember when I was a kid, they were...
Those were like...
they were the coolest.
You know what it's like when you're a teenager and like...
You had to have Stan Smiths.
Well, you just, you know, wouldn't have any friends.
I probably kissed a girl wearing Stan Smiths. Just the one girl I ever kissed.
I bought Stan Smiths just for a boy to like me.
All my friends and me would just be wearing them every day.
They were my first actual tennis shoes.
My dad would take me to play tennis every Saturday morning, and I fondly remember him rocking Stan Smith. So it was a part of the fabric of my family. It was part of me growing up. It was life.
And so the shoe has really taken on a life of its own, way beyond me. And I know that a lot of people have enjoyed wearing that shoe for various reasons. And people come up to me all the time and say that they've worn the shoe as a kid. It's their favorite shoe. And some people have come up to me and said, I've never worn another shoe besides your shoe.
I still wear them today. They're timeless.
They age really well, I think, you know?
That's the beauty of them.
They're classic shoes. It's beautiful.
You feel their presence.
You can carry it your whole life.
You know, listening to that interview or bunch of interviews just helped me grasp the very impact shoes like Stan Smith's or Adidas for that matter, you know, have made on streetwear culture. Not even just streetwear culture, but pop culture as well. You know, Adidas has made just as big of an impact on streetwear and pop culture as you know, Jordans and Nikes have. You know, and, you know, you can just, any shoehead can, enthusiast can tell you the whole debate between Nike and Adidas and all that. You know, it's been going on for a while now, but, you know, Adidas itself, like, is just, some of the shoes are just super timeless. And, like, it's just crazy how, like, these shoes I got on right now at this very moment has played such a huge role in the fabric of someone's family or someone's life even. And it was just crazy, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Take another short musical break here. Thank you again for tuning in. This is DJ Presto. Here on Laced Up, talking about all the ins and outs about urban streetwear, urban street fashion. Here on radio.dominican.edu. Next segment, we'll be talking about Vans. So yeah, stick around for that.
Took the beat from the street and put it on TV. My team on seat on the movie screen. Hollywood knows we're good if you know what I mean.
Welcome back, y'all. Back tuned in with DJ Presto here, listening to Laced Up, talking about all the ins and outs about urban streetwear, urban street fashion, however you want to look at it. Tuned in here on radio.dominican.edu. Just want to say thank you again for tuning in and all that. Last segment, talked a little bit about Adidas and its impact on, you know, pop culture, streetwear culture, how I wear it, what classic, you know, how classic the shoes are itself and all that. So I'm gonna take this segment to talk about Vans. Because, you know, everybody got a pair of Vans, you know. Everyone got at least about one pair of Vans that's super beat. Because, you know, Vans just be the perfect go-to beater shoe for almost everyone. And plus, they just look better beat up. It's like an unwritten law that Vans are, once you buy them, you're supposed to break them and beat them up. Like, that's the thing. You know, like, Vans have just been, I think I got into Vans before I got into Jordans. It's crazy. I wasn't a huge, you know, enthusiast of it, but I started wearing them before I got into the culture of Jordans and all that. And I personally remember my sister taking me to get my first pair of Vans. I was in sixth grade, I believe. And these Vans were for my school shoes at middle school. Because back in middle school, we had this stupid rule where we only have to wear black and white shoes, or all black shoes, or all white shoes. No, we couldn't have any colors in there. I don't know why, to this day, why colored shoes would be such a huge distraction, but I mean, it was a rule. So yeah, that was why I had to buy my first pair of Vans. And my sister was like, you know, I was like, what should I get for my first pair? What should I get for my school shoes, you know? Because I get Vans, because they're super durable. And they were. And I remember my first pair of Vans were plain black and white skate highs. And for the next 3 years, I believe, I wore those every single day. Completely messed those up. Completely. And, you know, I think I still got them around the house somewhere, all ripped up and whatnot. But yeah, you know, they're just, I just use them like how you're supposed to beat them up. And yeah, ever since, I've always loved, you know, Vans, and they're just such an easy go-to shoe for literally any occasion. I didn't get into skating until fairly recently. I want to say my sophomore year of high school. That's when I started using Vans for, you know, what they're made for. But, you know, you can literally just use Vans for any occasion. You know, they're that durable. And, you know, once you break them in, they're probably one of the most comfortable shoes you will ever wear. Like, I guarantee you that. You know, if you're just tuning in, it is DJ Presto here. Here on Laced Up. Tune into radio.dominican.edu. Talking a little bit about Vans. How I came up on it and its impact on my life and everyone else's life. And it's actually pretty funny. I just actually got employed at the Vans here at the local mall at San Rafael, at Northgate. You know, I haven't actually really started yet, but, you know, I got the job. And what's even funnier to me is that three of my other roommates, there's five people that live in my house off campus, and four of us, and me included, all work at Vans as well. I just find that super hilarious. And, you know, it just started with my roommate Kyle working there. You know, he worked there early last semester, and I kind of, since that, we kind of just, you know, why not? Why not follow in his footsteps? Why not just work at Vans? You know, and I've never really... This is my first job. You know, everyone's saying, you know, job with friends is, you know, it's more fun. But, you know, I just thought it was time to, you know, get a job and whatnot. And, you know, ever since he got employed there, you know, Vans merchandise have been all over the house. It was just crazy. And, like, as soon as, like, my two other roommates got the job, even more merch was all over the house. It was crazy, you know. So many shoes, jackets and shirts and whatnot. It was funny, you know. And I guess my roommates working there and then me getting the job there helped me, I guess, you know, helped me remind myself that, you know, how great Vans really are. Because they're, you know, it's an all-around really good, durable shoe. And I think anyone can attest to that. Anyone can agree. Everyone has to have at least one pair of Vans in their collection. And if that pair isn't beat, I don't know what you're doing. But, yeah, you know, right now I got a specific pair of Vans on my list that I got to get next. It is, you know, the classic off-white and black checkered slip-ons. Trying to cop those ASAP. You know, just a simple shoe that can just, that just pops, you know, it just breaks some necks and it goes to anything. And that's what, you know, Vans really kind of is. They're known for it. You know, they just pop, and plus you can just go with anything. And yeah, you know, Vans has been a real reliable pair of shoes that I think everyone needs in their collection. And unlike other, athletic brands of shoes, for example, like or Nike or Adidas or, you know, Asics, some like that, New Balance, Vans has, you know, been, like, they've stayed consistent in terms of not just style, but also quality. You know, I don't think I've ever run into a bad pair of Vans. I mean, design-wise, there's some questionable decisions, but I mean, for the most part, 80% of the time, you know, Vans are just a real good, like, any pair of Vans, you know, old schools, skate highs, eras, slip-ons, or whatever it is, whatever you look at, like, they're always, like, they're a nice pair of shoes that can pretty much go with anything. You know what I mean? You know, I still, to this day, I don't think I've ever run into a bad pair. We're gonna take another short musical break here. Thank you for tuning in. It is DJ Presto here. Tune in to Laced Up, talking about all the ins and outs of urban streetwear, urban street fashion, however you want to call it. We just talked about Vans, but after this break, I'm going to bring in a friend of mine, fellow sneaker enthusiast, for an interview. So yeah, stick around for that. Be right back, yo.
Finna walk out the door. Put five on the grape so you know I'm gon' blow. Got the new pack shoe, bought it right out the door. Holla at the dope girls, dope boys, all go. Man, if you really tight, then you gotta give hands. See me in the club, I'm a grown man. If you see me at a party, then it must be crack. Cost $36, all black, yes. Like my make slap and we get close. I ain't flip coke whites cause my van go. Got new top sellers, finna fly like kites. Go sleep in the deck, go to parties at night. Man, I'm from B-Town, and all my get light. Man, we be sporting Vans and we throw away Nikes. You wanna get right, stop buying those Nikes. Some new Vans and you bet you look icy. Hey. Checkin' Vans, the same color as snow. And Uno speed crack, the same color as coke. Got my Vans on, but they look like sneakers. You wearin' coke whites, but my Vans are cleaner. Slippin' in and out real easy like plugs. You can get different colors like rainbows. Since 1966, Vans has set a trend. I got a blue pair, yeah, in a size 10. Get your grown man on when you wear top siders. Sweatnaps and sweaters equal attire. One, two step, yeah, get your boogie on. Get slide real quick like you got skates on. It's a punk rock shoe, so they get real dirty. So kinda thick like a big booty chick. A big booty chick, yeah, that's what I said. $36, yeah, cashing out for some Vans.
Hey. Young L. girl. Yeah, I'm riding with my guard bands on. Slip them on, cuffing my pants. Yeah. So they don't get torn in the back. It's a punk rock shoe with the logo in the back. Got the red ones laced up in a size 10. Got the all black Vans on with a skull head. I go. My Vans going dumb. At a function or a party, we gon' get this shit started. They got all kinds of Vans like checker, different colors. If you listen past the fourth hole, you some type of sucker. When they stopped me a pair from the skateboard shop. Went home, they didn't fit, then I had to recop. Give a yeah, your boy rock slip-ons, but I bet I snatch a chick with my girl Vans on. I'll let your boy, but I can tell you where I got these. Vans don't cost cheese, real wear these Vans.
Vans.
Yeah.
You're new.
Yeah.
Vans shoes, but they look like sneakers. Hey. Yeah, they old school, like high top Adidas. Go. Now we getting money, all these wanna be us. Yes. But I don't give a fuck, cause my whole team says we wouldn't bust in the pool. Black on black, so they won't get dirty. Looking like a grown man, feeling like I'm about 30. Super official, short blow the whistle. Talk to my pistol if you got an issue. Smoking purple stuff, got my eyes all hazy. For that young stunner, dope girls go crazy. My fans go stupid, schizomania. Better cuff your chick, slip bones, get lazy. You can have them coke whites with them dirty ass laces. Vans go, all you lame faces. My Vans lime green, yeah, I'm flying in the spaceship.
Welcome back, y'all. This is DJ Presto here. He's back on Laced Up here on radio.dominican.edu. Here we'll be talking about all the ins and outs about urban streetwear, urban street fashion, whatever you want to call it. For this last segment, I got one of my best friends, one of my roommates, fellow sneaker enthusiast, and my coworker at Vans. This is Oliver. What's up, yo? Say what's up to the people.
What's up, guys? How's it going over there?
What shoes you got on today? Just wondering.
Oh, well, today I decided to bring out a pair that you actually like and you actually looking for. I'm wearing the Air Jordan 11 Space Jams. I know,
did
man.
Did not get a chance to get that pair.
You can rock it when you want.
Dude, you lying, though.
I know. I'm sorry.
So, yeah, dude. So, Oliver, where are you from, and what is the sneaker community like out there from where you're from?
I'm from San Bruno, California, just a little south of San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, shout out to San Bruno. There are a lot of people around San Bruno. During the time when I was really deep in the shoe game, there are a lot of Jordan heads. There's a lot of people with new releases or not even pre-2008 releases, just real recent releases.
Yeah.
And I was just looking at them like, yo, I got better heat than you. I have better shoes than you. Just because they were kind of easing in, but they still don't know the ins and outs of the shoe game, I would say.
Yeah, I feel it.
There were a lot of people back then like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, how did you specifically like get into shoes? Like, how young were you? How early was this? And you know, how did you get into shoes in general?
Oh man, my origin story. So growing up, my dad had a nice small collection. Didn't have a lot in his rotation, I would say, but he had some fire here and there. I'd see him rocking some Scottie Pippins from Nike, which is a nice pair. And he would always wear my favorite Air Jordan 4, the white cement 4s.
Oh, what?
With the heel tab that had the Nike Air. Yeah, from 99. Not the original 89, but he had the 99 one that released in 1999. But when I first hit size 8, and that was the size of the Air Jordan 4, he decided to pass it down to me in high school.
Oh, what? So and you still got them, like, somewhere, like, in your closet somewhere.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely hidden somewhere, with time and age, of course, the soles would start to crumble.
Yeah,
or
definitely.
The shoe's definitely not in the same condition as when you bought it.
For sure.
Yeah, but the very first shoe that actually got me into the shoe game, was actually a pair of Adidas, some basketball shoes.
Oh, what?
Yeah, no one ever heard of this story before. But at the time, I was just a young boy trying to find some ball shoes. And I saw a commercial for some Adidas Tracy McGrady's, the T-Mac 5s. I don't know if you remember that, but
nah,
it's a white basketball shoe. Or the one that I wanted was a white basketball shoe that had a kind of a piece of the floor of the NBA court.
Oh, what?
On the back.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it was really fresh. And me and my sister had a matching pair. I thought it was cute. But yeah, that was what really got me in once I saw that Tracy McGrady commercial.
That's what's up. So yeah, what are there any like certain brands that you would say at this moment you're more fond of than others?
I'm gonna be biased here since I do work at Vans. I'll definitely say Vans has definitely made my list as of recently.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, you know, you can't go wrong with some slip-ons or Authentics or Airs. You know, they just have a lot of shoes that they used to make back in whenever they started. I think it was 1966.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm a really big fan of Vans. You can't go wrong with Nike. I think I'm still a big fan of Nike. But with the Jordan brand releases, I heard you earlier.
It's pretty iffy, you know.
Yeah,
right now.
Earlier on this show, I heard you talk about how weak it's been with Jordan brand, and so I started to look more towards Adidas and everything. So I'm a big fan of Adidas. Hopefully, I can cop some soon.
I feel it. So for your opinion, I'm just wondering, where are you on the whole Nike versus Adidas debate for right now?
Oh, you know? Right now? Yeah. I think it's no debate. Honestly, Adidas has definitely made its mark as of since they signed Kanye.
Yeah. You think that's the only defining factor in their popularity right now, though? Just Kanye?
Oh, no, it's definitely not. There's more sponsors that they've been looking at. There's a lot of basketball players that have their own signature shoes. There are a lot of regular athletes or other people, like other celebrities, that just get certain colorways of pairs or get special one-of-one type of pairs. So I think Adidas is definitely trying to outbeat Nike. And with Nike, they're trying to bring it back up, but by bringing back the Nike Air on a lot of their shoes rather than putting the Jumpman logo.
Mm-hmm.
But
It's whatever.
I were to get a Nike Air kind of shoe with the logo, I'd definitely buy a pair back way back when rather than
as well. Might as well. So back to your saying about basketball shoes. I never really got into the whole culture of that, you know, including Nike and Adidas, because I just never was a fan of basketball. Not saying I'm like, you know, shooting it down or anything, I just never got into it when I was younger. So where are you on the whole, you know, basketball shoe, like just where it is and where it was and whatnot?
Oh man, there's definitely a lot. As a kid, I loved the Tracy McGrady's, as you heard.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's two shoes I would say is the KD4s, Kevin Durant's signature shoe.
Yeah.
The one with the cool Velcro kind of strap on top.
Yeah.
I had three pairs. I had a regular home colorway because he's from the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah.
I had the Aunt Pearls.
Oh, what?
And I had the Easters.
I really wanted the Easters, not gonna lie.
I sold the Easters actually at Dunk Exchange. If you don't know what Dunk Exchange is, it's like it's basically like a flea market for shoes. A couple people just try to buy your shoes that you're even wearing or whatever you want to bring in there. And I sold some Easters for $180, and I actually sold my Aunt Pearls over there for $280. As you can see, those shoes were really sought out for.
They were really sought out for, actually. I remember that.
So I couldn't pass that opportunity up to make a quick buck, you know?
Definitely. So, like, would you say, you know, basketball shoes are, like, fashionably, not just, you know, on the court and whatnot, you think it's acceptable to wear that as, like, a part of your outfit to make a statement, not just trying to, you know, play ball with?
Oh yeah, I definitely see a lot of people wearing basketball shoes out. I used to do it. I don't really do it now
because,
you know, I work for Vans. I'd rather wear something casual sometimes I pull on some Nike Roches, something real comfortable rather than a bulky basketball shoe, considering majority of basketball shoes either are a low top or it's super light, but majority of it at the time was a lot of bulky shoes like LeBron's, you know. So that's my take on that.
That's what's up. So you heard what I was talking about, you know, the whole sneaker game little thing I was talking about, how it got watered down.
Oh, definitely.
So how do you feel about the sneaker game when you first got into it compared to now, like just your take on it?
Oh man, back then I think it was really fun.
Yeah, definitely was, dude.
It was fun just comparing shoes with each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, oh, I got a pair of the Air Jordan Concords, you got a pair of the Air Jordan Concords, let me know so we don't match.
Yeah.
You know, or something like that. But nowadays it's more of a competition.
Yeah.
And I'm not really fond of that.
Me neither, dude.
It's as if one person's always trying to one up the other.
Yeah.
And like, just because someone has the latest shoe doesn't mean they have the best shoes. You know, like, anyone can get a recent release, but not anybody can know how to rock it or know the meaning behind the actual shoe versus OG sneakerheads who look down on the sneaker game now.
Yeah.
So like, back then I definitely wish it was still like that, where it was fun comparing shoes.
Same.
Rather than nowadays where you either have to buy the shoe from a reseller for like these ridiculous prices.
Ridiculous, out of this world ridiculous prices.
Or you'd have to try to win a raffle, which a lot of people believe is rigged.
It is completely rigged, honestly.
So, and the raffle doesn't even guarantee, or like, you, it's not a free pair, I would say. It's more like, oh, you just have the chance to get it. So it's just a little more extra stuff that they used to do, like back then.
So extra.
Remember we lined up for some shoes?
We always used to line up. Yeah, like me and Oliver would always line up, you know, for, he was there, but like when we lined up for the Conquerors and whatnot, you know.
It was a cold winter.
Yeah, it was a cold winter, the coldest night of the winter. And also, like the cement fours that came out that following year.
Oh, we woke up at 5.
We woke up at 5 in the morning. You just, you know, we bone rushed that hole once the doors opened at 6:30. We just, that was, like, we were just there, you know what I mean?
We definitely ran across the mall, and a lot of people stopped at Foot Locker, and I'm like, no, Kev, let's go over the finish line.
That's where it was, though. Yeah, you know, and, you know, as we're talking about, you know, the whole Jordan game and, like, the hype right now, are there any shoes coming out this year that, you know, you're looking forward to copying right now?
Oh man, I would say I almost quit the sneaker game, but no one ever truly quits it once they get there, because they just, Adidas, Nike, Vans, anybody else will just release a pair that you'd always want, you know. You're never gonna quit. So, but hopefully this year I can get my hands on a pair of Yeezy Boosts.
Oh,
350s.
Good luck, man.
Yeah, to me, I think it shouldn't be hard. A lot of people put a lot of pressure on it, but if you put the right mindset and do the right things, you can definitely get it.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, Nike always has something up their sleeves, you know. So for this year, they just recently released, I don't know if you heard the news, but the shoes that I'm wearing right now,
Space Jams.
Yeah, Space Jams. They're releasing Space Jams in December, man.
Oh.
Yeah,
on that, yo.
Yeah, if I'm hoping to cop two, one to rock, one to stock, even though I already have a pair, but hey, if you don't get it, I got you.
I better be the first on that list, bro.
Yeah, dude. You don't. No ridiculous prices, man. Yeah. You're my bro.
Right on, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Thanks so much, dude, for coming out, just shedding some knowledge that on the sneaker game and whatnot. Thank you, man.
Yeah, man. Thank you for having me.
Yee. For sure, dude. I'll see you at home.
Yeah, I'll definitely see you at home.
For sure. All right, man. That was my roommate, fellow sneaker enthusiast, one of my best friends, Oliver. So, yeah. That was just a little bit about our take on the sneaker game and whatnot. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know, you could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me, and I appreciate that. This is DJ Presto here. We're on Laced Up every Thursdays, 5 to 6. Thank you so much again for tuning in. You're on radio.dominican.edu. I'll catch y'all.